Just like a boat tossed on the raging sea, you will walk on the waves again as you set your gaze on Him. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, the full in His wonderful face, and watch the
morning.
Oh, yeah. I got a donut shop.
Okay.
Make a good business. I go to work at 4 a.m. every morning. The last donuts usually sold by about 9. So. Hey, 5 hours of work, I just go home and count my money. Pretty good. Pretty good. Doing good business. Doing good business. In fact, you know, I've been bringing home about $4,000 a month. So I'm doing pretty good. But I got a problem. The last couple of months, sales started dropping off. First just a little, and then more and more. Less and less donuts being sold, actually. And it kept dropping down until, you know, right now I'm only making about $1,500 a month. Well, of course I'm not going to starve. But, you know, I've gotten kind of used to a nice standard of living, $4,000 a month. And dropping back to $1,500, I mean, family and I aren't going to starve, but we're going to have to do a lot, without a lot of things that we used to have. Don't like that.
Oh, no.
Standard of living is going to be significantly lowered. Significantly lowered. Like that. But I think I found the source of the problem. Some guy is giving donuts away.
Alright.
He's not charging for them at all. They're free. And you know what the problem is? His donuts are better than mine. I can't even beat them on quality or taste. They're better than my donuts. I mean, how do you just... Everybody's going to buy from him. They're not buying from him. They're going to get donuts from him.
Free.
Everybody. It's a problem, you know? But I think I got a solution. I got a plan. Several of the donut shop owners around, I'm not the only one, they're being hurt too. So we're going to get together, and we're going to go see this guy. And we're going to see what he's doing. And the crowd's coming around. We're going to see if we can't find something that he's doing that the crowds don't like. Mm-hmm. We'll question him about how he makes his donuts and all this kind of stuff, who he is. We'll find something that the crowds don't like about this guy. Mm-hmm. We'll turn the crowds against him. Mm-hmm. Then they'll come back to me and get the donuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do y'all think about that story?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's what happened to Jesus, isn't it?
Ah. What'd you say, apostle?
That's what happened to Jesus, isn't it?
Is that what happened to Jesus? What do you think, Mary? Is that what happened to Jesus?
And salvation was free.
What do you think?
And it was better.
They had to get something. I wonder why all these people running to him.
Yeah.
They had to find something out. And that was the world.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the phrase, follow the money?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that? You know, watch a movie or something, you know, and they're trying to find the source of the problem. They say, follow the money.
Yeah.
That's always who you want to follow. Because people are tied into money. Mm-hmm. And follow the money, you'll find the crime. You'll find the perpetrator. Uh-huh. Right? Follow the money, because you'll find the person who's behind all this. Just follow the money. Because mm-hmm. that guy, he's the one that's doing it.
Yeah.
Right? He's the one that's committing the crime, mm-hmm. causing all the problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody wants money.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants the money. Well, that was... I don't know if I was studying or what, but God just showed to me something I had never seen before. Mm-hmm. Why were the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and all these other people mm-hmm. so down on Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was the Son of God. He was going around healing people, David. I mean, this guy goes around healing people.
Big crowds.
Nobody else is doing this kind of stuff. He's going around healing people, and they get on to him, and they don't like him. What's the deal here?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You know, of course, he didn't agree with their theology,
mm-hmm.
right? But, I mean, it didn't seem, you know, you would think that that would be a big enough thing to get them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they were constantly clashing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they were constantly coming to Jesus trying to trick him with a question. See if you can answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a blasphemer. You're mm-hmm. doing this on the Sabbath. You shouldn't be doing this on the Sabbath. You're mm-hmm. breaking the law of Moses.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, it hurt him so bad he had
to
answer for everyone.
And then he knew they thought to for all of you.
That's what they uh-huh. said. Uh-huh. But what was really behind all that? What was really their motivation for wanting to come after Jesus? I mean, here's a guy
he
going around doing good in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
Losing control.
Mm-hmm. Losing control, well.
Okay, he was showing them, putting the light on them and showing who they really were, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But follow the money. Follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read something to you. See if it starts thinking for you like it did to me. Luke 4:17-18 says, "And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor."
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
I'll read the rest of it. "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised."
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing is that he preaches the gospel to the poor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He says the good news, he teaches the good news to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not everybody. Why does he pull out the poor here? Here's another one. Matthew 11:2-5. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?"
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight,
right.
The lame walk,
mm-hmm.
lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that's not enough. Jesus says, goes on and says, "And the poor have good news preached to them."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The poor have good news preached.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at another one. What's this big deal? Hey, what is this big concentration on why the poor get the gospel preached to them?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one, isn't it? Let me read you something here. When Jesus sends his disciples out two by two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 10:7-8, he tells them this. "And as you go, preach,"
mm-hmm.
saying, what's he going to be saying? The good news. What's the good news? "The kingdom of heaven is at hand."
Mm-hmm.
That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
That is the good news. Well, what's the kingdom of heaven? What does it mean that it's at hand? The kingdom of heaven is Jesus in us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Emmanuel, God with us.
Yeah.
It's right here. He goes, here he is.
Mm-hmm.
"If I cast out demons by the power of God, the kingdom of God has come upon you."
Yeah.
I am here. God is here. Mm-hmm. God is with us.
Amen.
He's with us in the flesh back then, but he's with us in the spirit today.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he says, "Go and preach. The kingdom is at hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils.
Mm-hmm.
Freely you have received, freely give."
Mm-hmm.
You don't charge for preaching. You don't charge anyone for saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The poor get the gospel, get the good news preached to them.
Mm-hmm.
For free.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the money to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the poor didn't have the money to pay for teaching, who got taught?
The rich.
The rich. That's right.
That's the world system.
That's
the
right. If you were a scribe, how did you make your money? You had to charge for your services, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Teachers of the law,
mm-hmm.
right? How did they get their money? It's just like the same way teachers get their money today. Somebody pays them.
Mm-hmm.
They pay, they charge the people they teach.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you go to college, right? You go to sit in a class with a teacher, you got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just get to sit in on free.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to charge you for what they teach you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
A lot of money.
A lot of money. A lot of money. You got to be kind of rich, don't you? Yeah. Well, that's what it was in that day. I mean, nothing's changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really. It says here, and the disciples, the apostles knew this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the rich young ruler came to Jesus, you know, mm-hmm. and he said, "What must I do to get eternal life?" And Jesus says, "Well, you know, the commandments, da 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 da." And he says, "I've kept all these from my youth."
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, "Well, only one thing you lack." Well, how did he know all these things? Because he paid someone to teach him.
Mm-hmm.
He paid someone to teach him all the law.
That's
right?
Mm-hmm.
He had to get trained, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus says to him, "Well, go sell everything you got and give the money to the poor, get the riches in heaven, and come and follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Be a disciple of mine."
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the guy went away sorrowful because
he was very rich.
He had a lot of possessions.
Mm-hmm.
He was rich. right? And Jesus says, you know, boy, it's tough for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. And his apostles were, their chin drops down and hits the ground. They can't believe Jesus said that. It's hard for a rich man to get into heaven and they get to know the law and the rest of us don't.
Yeah.
How is it? They're not going to make it in it. He said, what did they say? He said, Jesus said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And they were astonished out of measure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out of measure, they were astonished, saying among themselves, who then can be saved?
Mm-hmm.
If they can't get saved, we ain't got a chance. Because if the rich are getting to hear the law so they can keep the law and please God, if they can't be saved, what? Who can be saved?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you see that? Mm-hmm. So, it says here, they went to Capernaum. I told you that the donuts were better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching, and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes.
Mm-hmm.
He was better than the scribes.
Yeah.
He had better teaching than the scribes. He had a better teaching technique than the scribes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And immediately there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? But I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be silent and come out of him. And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? A new teaching with authority. The power of teaching.
Whoa. Jesus.
He didn't just teach, he did it. And demonstrated.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. Authority.
Yeah.
Power. Mm-hmm. And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee.
And he's not charging.
That's right.
Go free.
That's right.
Free school.
And what happened? We all know what happened. People, crowds, thousands came to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where did they come from? They left their teachers.
Yeah.
They left the guys who they had to pay money to to get teaching, to go to someone who was giving it away freely.
Yeah.
And the teaching was even better.
Yeah.
It was even better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And true.
Church where the pastor gets up or the evangelist and say, God told me seven people is going to give me $1,000. I want y'all to stand up. I figure if God told you seven people were going to give $1,000, when the plate is passed, that $1,000 is going to be in the plate. They shouldn't be singled out. They did that at one church, and the girl looked at me, and she went, oh, I know Ann's going to walk out now. And that's what I did. I walked out. Because I don't like that type of teaching. If God tells you something going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to single nobody out.
Uh-huh. But see, they got to make sure it's happening.
If God told you it's
going to be. I'm just saying, that's their method. They got to make sure it's happening. They got to make sure they get no seven people.
Then they don't believe what God told them.
Yeah. It has become a money thing.
It really has.
Sleight of hand.
When you go and you begin to disciple people,
yeah,
and you begin to teach them God's ways, all right, you don't have to charge them.
No.
God will take care of your needs.
Mm-hmm.
God will make sure that you got what you need. Okay?
And not that's only what that, Jesus and said. Set your part, you're getting ready to set. It's something in you.
No, I was going to say, Kenneth Hagin knew exactly what he needed in each town, and he prayed to God for what he needed for each town. Mm-hmm. And each town met that need or above that need.
And he didn't have to pull no strings.
He didn't have to pull no strings.
Yeah. Oh,
because he had already had a conversation with God. This is what I need to travel with. This is what I need to go to the next town.
Yeah.
This is what I need for the expense for this trip.
Right.
So he already prayed to God. He left with God, and God blessed him with what he needed, and some places even more than what he needed.
Right. You can always do it God's way.
When you go out and share this good news with people, you're going to find other people saying, you're messing up my business. You're messing up my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't I was listening on the radio just this morning, and it's talking about this girl who had been rescued from a life of prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
And her pimp had tattooed her to show that she was his.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Put a tattoo on her.
Mm-hmm.
And they come and rescued her from that and got a dermatologist to take it off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, he was probably upset.
Mm-hmm.
You messing with my source of income.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Paul ran into it too.
Yeah.
We think Paul ran into it just because of the Jews. He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Gentiles?
Yeah.
Remember the silversmiths?
Mm-hmm.
Diana, greatest Diana of Ephesians, right?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to run Paul out of town because he was cutting into their business.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
People weren't coming to them and buying their little idols, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, hey, you cut into my business. I got to go and see about you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about the gal who had a demon and what followed Paul around?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Paul turns to her and cast out the demons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the owners of the girl, they came after him, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're messing with my money, my income.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for these guys, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to get it. So, to wrap up my object lesson, well, I want you to see this guy who's giving away 3 donuts. And what he said made sense.
Yeah.
What he said made sense. In fact, I think I'm going to start believing him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see if I can do the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I've got some of his free donuts here. Like I said, a whole lot better than the ones I made.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I'd share them with you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
So we got a half dozen glazed here.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, a whole lot better donuts than what I made in my shop.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Really nice ones.
I see which one I want.
Okay.
Let me go get my plate.
That's nice.
Yes, today, that's our donuts today. That's our food.
I'm following the man with the free donuts.
They are about the best in the land. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy. We thank you for your good word, dear Lord. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.